Josh Linkner describes the twisted mindset and tactics of criminal hackers. He engagingly persuades you to change your attitude toward hacker techniques like crowdsourcing, rapid experimentation, reverse engineering, and mashups by showing how executives and entrepreneurs can use them to achieve business and social breakthroughs. Even though some suggestions might seem like familiar creative techniques under another name, his ideas offer fresh insights about turning hackers' methods to good purpose. Productive hackers versus criminal crackers. Broadly, all hacking embodies innovation and creativity that challenges orthodox thinking. Hacking almost always results in something new that changes popular thinking. But criminals who break the law by breaking into systems and disrupting them for theft and exploitation are quite different from legitimate hackers who use their skills to innovate, solve problems, and succeed in lawful business. Experts call the criminals crackers and see those who hack to discover and improve business or society as the real hackers. Entrepreneurs such as Mark Zuckerberg, for example, hack their way to success. Facebook owes its social media dominance to a culture of hacking. Zuckerberg even changed the address of Facebook headquarters to One Hacker Way, Menlo Park, California. Hacker mindsets. Hackers share five foundational beliefs. First, every barrier can be penetrated. Hackers believe they can crack any problems and solve it if they ask enough questions. Experiment and learn. Pablos Holman, a renowned hacker, helped Microsoft invent a laser attack system that shoots down male mosquitoes before they can spread malaria, a novel approach to an age-old problem. Researchers found this solution after countless experiments and failures. They stuck with incremental learning and their belief that a solution was possible. The second belief is compasses over maps. Hackers try, fail, adjust, test again, fail, learn, and repeat, over and over en route to a breakthrough. They reject plans, roadmaps, and preordained solutions. They know that rapid change often renders detailed plans useless. Hackers know where they want to end up, so they try to start there. For example, Holman's goal was to kill male mosquitoes in malarial zones while harming no other wildlife. Hackers reverse engineer as they hack and innovate. Consider the biggest cash theft in history. A small team of hackers wormed their way past the cybersecurity of banks and ATMs worldwide to commit theft. Rather than jumping at their first chance to siphon funds, they waited, watched, and experimented until they discovered deeper paths to greater treasures. Eventually, they stole more than $1 billion. No one yet knows their identities. The third belief is nothing is static. What's new today might bore customers and users tomorrow. Hackers seek to reinvent. For example, Schwinn hacked its way through constant innovation to achieve the top spot in the bicycle business between the 1890s and 1950s. Once there, it shifted to defense, fighting court battles to stop foreign competitors and engaging in unfair trade practices to protect its market share. Rather than innovating, Schwinn slowly destroyed itself. The same fate befell Blockbuster and Pan Am Airlines. To protect your gains, build an adaptive, innovative hacking culture. The fourth belief is quantity is a force multiplier. A hacker starting a food business, for example, might test dishes citywide for months, trying multiple combinations of ingredients and volunteering on food trucks and in restaurants in return for a chance to test her recipes. She brings no preconceived notion of whether her experiments will result in opening a restaurant, a food stall, a food truck, a catering business, or something new and unique. Hundreds or thousands of small tests guide her to the right decision. The fifth belief is competence is the only credential that matters. Education, race, looks, gender, seniority, and title don't matter to hackers. For example, no one has a boss, a title, or a place in a hierarchy at Valve, a video game maker. Each employee chooses what tasks to do. Peers rate each other's performance, and their work determines their compensation. Valve is a success by any industry's criteria. On a revenue per employee basis, its employees perform better than those at Google or Apple. Fundamental hacking practices. Hackers use 10 tried and true tactics in pursuit of their craft. The first tactic is brute force. Like mobsters who threaten shopkeepers with violence unless they pay protection money, some hackers use blunt, unsophisticated methods. For instance, they might hold stolen information or hold websites hostage to extort money. In denial of service attacks, they bombard a website with so many requests that its servers crash. Hackers break past a site's security by running random password combinations by the millions until one works. All hackers use similar tactics. For example, Amancio Ortega, age 80, CEO and founder of the clothing giant Zara, guides his company to adjust its fabric designs in near real time based on customer feedback and sales. Though he's not a typical hacker, Ortega exhibits hacker tendencies and is the world's second richest person. Second, social engineering. Hackers use personal relationships to gain access to secure accounts. Some might even send malicious code in emails that people open because they recognize the sender. Notorious hacker Kevin Mitnick favored social engineering above all hacks. He often posed as a company's senior executive to get employees to give up information. Hackers fish for contact information by email or phone, using clickbait with false identities or irresistible enticements to get people to open an email or give up sensitive information. Following someone through the door into a secure facility is also a form of phishing. Hotmail grew exponentially by adding a linked invitation to join its service to every email from every user. In less than 2 years, it went from 3,000 daily signups to 9 million customers, and Microsoft bought the company for nearly $400 million. In another example of the cascading ability of social media to achieve a major impact, take the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2014. Friends who dared each other to dump buckets of ice water over their heads to raise money to fight Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, generated a viral campaign that led to almost 10 million YouTube videos and 1.2 million Facebook videos of people getting doused in ice water. The challenge spurred 739,000 people to donate nearly $150 million to ALS research. The third tactic is crowdsourcing. Hackers challenge the public or communities of experts to solve problems. The U.S. Department of Defense runs contests offering significant rewards to people who can hack its sites. It uses the results to improve security. Waze, a GPS navigation app, leverages the knowledge of the crowd by offering its app for free and collecting traffic and related information from millions of drivers worldwide. Fourth, the exploit. Hackers look for tiny flaws in systems and security networks and work to exploit them. They wedge a small opening to make it wider until they launch full attacks. Hackers might invade a company for nefarious purposes by keeping their breaches and attacks small enough to avoid detection. However, you can use this technique for honest purposes. For example, think of a salesperson who gets in the door at a large company and builds on that toehold to win accounts throughout the corporation. MIT professor Amar Bose exploited a small discovery in sound engineering, an insight into how sound bounces off objects and walls, to create one product and then another. Eventually, becoming the world leader in noise cancellation technology. The fifth tactic is borrowing. If you study organizations in different industries and places, you'll find novel concepts you can adapt to your industry or operations. A hacking gang called the 414s, and made up of Minneapolis teenagers, was effective but harmless until its members saw the movie War Games. They borrowed its idea of hacking into the North American Aerospace Defense Command. After the boys breached the Los Alamos National Laboratory, where nuclear testing occurs, the FBI shut them down. Sixth, deconstruct. Hackers dismantle, reconstruct, and reverse engineer their way into understanding the objects and processes they want to change. For example, the discovery of how to remove caffeine from coffee created an entirely new multi-billion dollar category of decaf beverages. When credit and debit card issuers added unbreakable microchips to their cards, hackers took apart the software, the cards, and the machines that read them to understand the technology and the process. They found and exploited a small vulnerability which could make a card swiped in one machine dispense funds through another. Hackers working for good purposes can fix even the worst processes by deconstructing them. Chad Price was one of the first to win a Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, franchise when North Carolina privatized the service. He broke down every step of the DMV experience, which consumers hated, and reconstructed it with a fresh approach. Now, drivers in the Holly Springs suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina, use apps to interact with the DMV. When they arrive at its office, they find cupcakes, fresh flowers, a children's play area, free Wi-Fi, and excellent, efficient service. The seventh tactic is agile bursts. Organizations facing urgent problems sometimes launch hackathons to focus hackers on a single challenge for a short, intense burst. Johns Hopkins University held a hackathon to find solutions to combat the Zika virus, resulting in novel ideas, including an app that alerts people to Zika mosquito migrations. Deadlines sharpen people's focus and spur their creativity. The agile software development method uses time pressure to drive fast results by breaking large projects into small sprints and by requiring developers to make working components of a larger product every 2 to 14 days. America and Israel challenged hackers to devise a computer virus to infiltrate Iran's nuclear program. Within 2 months, the team launched the Stuxnet worm, which slowly disrupted Iran's program enough to allow time for a diplomatic solution. In an attack on Saudi Aramco, malicious hackers used the Islamic holiday month of Ramadan to perpetuate what some call history's largest ever hack. One email carried a virus that worked its way through Saudi Aramco's systems and brought down networks, computers, phones, and almost everything electronic. The hack cost more than $1 billion in lost profits and additional expenses. The eighth tactic is the reverse. Some of the most innovative hacking doesn't involve networks or software. For example, British comedian James Veitch responds to the spam email and voicemails most people ignore or delete, a reverse. He became a celebrity by creating comedy routines, a book, a web series, and a TED Talk based on his spam. In another reverse, hackers infiltrated and stole secrets from an elite team of other hackers. The U.S. National Security Agency and equivalent agencies in four allied countries assembled the elite team to use the latest techniques to combat malicious hackers. Instead, the team itself was hacked. Infiltrators sold the government hackers' detailed blueprints to the highest bidder. Ninth, the mashup. Unique combinations are part of the hacker's arsenal. Examples include Reese's Peanut Butter Cups candy bars, combining chocolate and peanut butter, and the Broadway hit Hamilton, mixing history and hip-hop. hackers at Taco Bell combined a taco with Dorito chips, resulting in a massive moneymaker for both Taco Bell and Doritos. The final tactic is working backward. Researchers considered what a better diabetes monitor tool would look like if they built it. They decided it wouldn't require bloodletting, so they created a wearable device to monitor blood sugar. Hackers who broke into and reverse engineered the Ashley Madison website for married people seeking partners for affairs made users' identities public, causing calamity, including suicides. Bletchley Park. World War II was fought both on the battlefield and at the UK's top-secret Bletchley Park research facility. Britain drew the wizards of Bletchley, including Alan Turing, from a pool of mathematicians, researchers, literature students, actors, and bankers. This unique combination of creative minds used each of the five mindsets and most of the 10 hacking tactics to break Nazi codes, likely saving millions of lives. Of the 10,000 wartime workers at Bletchley, 75% were female. To put this important work, and by extension, the fate of the nation, into the hands of so many women was, in the 1940s, certainly a reverse.